Hi, thank you for calling the Legal Help Center. This is Jonathan. Is this Ms. Kendra?
Yes.
Hi, were you able to find a picture of the ID or the license?
Yes, I sent it to the number already.
Okay. Oh, okay. Let me go ahead and ask for confirmation.
Okay.
Okay, while we wait for confirmation, let's go ahead and speed this up here. May I have your date of birth?
April 25th, 1991.
You said April 20th, 1991?
25th, 1991.
What are the last four digits of your social?
4053.
What is your home address?
7213 South Merrill, Chicago Avenue. Chicago Avenue. Chicago, Illinois, 60649, second floor.
Okay. Can you spell the street name for me just to make sure I have it correct?
Yes, Merrill.
Okay, I received confirmation that we did get the driver's license, but not the birth certificate. Could you please resend it? Sometimes when you send two pictures.
Oh, you mean my birth?
No, your child's birth certificate.
Oh, okay. I can see you. To the same number, right?
Yes, to the same number.
Okay. Okay, I just sent it.
Okay, let me go ahead and ask for confirmation.
This is your picture, Gmail.
Now, while we wait for confirmation, I'm going to ask you a series of five multiple choice questions to verify your identity. I'm going to read the question, then each of the multiple choice answers. Just keep in mind that we only have 2 minutes to answer them, so please try to answer them as fast as possible, okay?
Okay.
Questions are loading. Which street have you lived on? East 38th Street, Northwood Road, or Chaplin Lane?
East 38th Street.
With which name are you associated? Lacoste, Lee, or Lakia?
Lakia.
Which of these hospitals is closest to your address on Merrill Avenue? St. Joseph, Ingalls, Northwestern, or Roseland Community?
I think Roseland.
Which of these roads is closest to your address on Merrill Avenue? Halstead Street, Johnny Day Road, Massachusetts Road, or Alameda Street?
I'm not even familiar with those streets. You didn't say Halstead. You said Halstead, sir?
Yeah, Halstead.
Ah, okay, yeah, Halstead.
What color is your Nissan Maxima? White, red, or silver?
Silver.
Okay, I'm just waiting for it to load. Okay, perfect. Yep, we passed the verification process. Now, may I have your son's first and last name?
Yes, Jeremy Don Jr.
What's his date of birth?
January 30th, 2017.
What are the last four digits of a social?
Okay, I gotta go get that. I don't know. 1 second.
Okay.
Last four is 0227.
Okay. Now, what year was he diagnosed with the NEC?
March 9th of 2017.
Was the formal NEC diagnosed while he was still at the hospital? Yes or no?
Yes.
And one more time, you don't have an attorney representing you on this case, correct?
No.
No, you do, or correct, I don't?
No, I don't.
Now, did your son have one of these qualifying injuries from being fed the formula, like ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions, intestinal yes. perforation?
Yes.
Which one?
The bowel issue.
Okay. Now, who was the doctor that saw your son for the diagnosis and that performed the treatments on him?
Dr. Russell Cohen.
Can you spell it for me?
R-U-S-S-E-L-L. Cohen, C-O-H-E-N.
What hospital is he based out of?
The University of Chicago, Madison.
Do you have his phone number?
No, I don't have the phone number.
Okay, I could look it up for you.
Okay. Just like 50 people walking over my head.
Okay, now, may I have your email address?
Yes, Cantrell, my last name, and Jacquees, which is spelled different, Jouese at gmail.com.
Okay. Now, how much did your son weigh when he was born?
3.2 pounds.
How many weeks into your pregnancy were you when your son was born?
29 weeks.
You said 29?
Yes.
What formula was given to the baby at the hospital?
It was called NeoSure.
Okay, please keep in mind that this is a cow-based formula.
Yes.
For future reference. And do you have online access to your son's medical records and feeding schedule? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, now you should be receiving an email and also a text message asking you to sign in for our disclaimer form. I need you to please open it up and click on start signing and then on proceed to document. Once you're on the form, please let me know before you start filling anything out because there is a specific way we have to do it, okay?
Okay, so I'm on the, document info, proceed to document?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm on a fraud disclosure and consent.
Okay, so the first thing you're going to do is mark the checkbox and then click on agree and continue. When it takes you to the name, you're going to write your name and then the letters OBO, meaning on behalf of, and then you're going to put your son's name.
For the first one, right?
For all of them.
Okay, O, B, O, and then my son's name?
Yes. And on the same first page where it says signature, you also have to do the same thing. Your name, O, B, O, and then your son's name.
Okay. Okay.
Everything you're going to fill on the form is going to be based off your son's information. You're going to put his gender, his date of birth, the last four of his social. And for medical condition, you can write the letters NEC. Now, if you're having issues with the date of birth, Easiest way to do it is on the calendar. You just touch the month two times, and then you'll see the years. You select the year first, then the month, and then the day.
It's not like I'm trying to click on the gender. It's not letting me click on it.
What if you flip the phone sideways?
I probably gotta go around connecting because it's like, it's not working. So I'm signing where everything is green, right?
Yes, wherever you see the little star.
Yes,
once everything's filled in, it's not letting you what?
It's not letting me put the birth date in the, that is like my single gender reveal.
Do you see the calendar?
Calendar.
When you touch date of birth, a calendar should come up.
I think that's my phone. Okay, 1 second. Yeah, I think it's my phone, because it's not even, like, when I tap on it, it's not even letting me tap it in.
We have to let it load then a bit. Sometimes it does take a while.
Oh, okay, there you go. It's already on the wish list. What do I post to put for medical diagnosis?
NEC.
Okay, all done.
Now, before you press finish, just make sure that the signature is correct and that the date of birth is correct so you don't have to redo the form.
Okay. Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and review it. Okay, yeah, so I see here that we're going to have to redo it because the signature only has your name.
Oh,
okay. It has to be your name, OBO, and then your son's name. Now, I can only send one email per call, so I'm going to hang up and call you right back. Just please make sure you answer. I'm calling you right now, okay?
Okay.